broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 7th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the inspired checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are the key to the exercise in terms of restoring the republic in the traditions of our founding fathers. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Thank heavens for the founder's sacrifice. We have the keys to the greatest restoration the world has ever known. We live in the greatest country in the world, folks, not because we're superior to anybody, but because we understand the principles of the proper role of limited government. First off, government's not God. God's God. And we look towards the Creator for solutions, guidance, protection, and liberty. After all, He is the author of our liberty. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Now, I'm going to skip the recap of the previous show, and I'm going to do it later in the broadcast. Or maybe I'll end up even doing it tomorrow. Who knows? We've got some incredible news to discuss. And the simple summary is like this. You know, we've been syndicating the Political Cesspool radio program every Saturday evening since early 2009. So what, 7 years or so? More than half of the political career of James Edwards. Because we believe, absolutely believe, in the right of people to believe and think and feel what they say, what they want, what they view as important. People should be able to say and think and believe as they will. All right. However, there's limits to what you can say, what you can write about others. And that's the discussion point today. Now, I believe that all people should be able to advocate for their own heritage. If you're black, you should advocate for black history and your black heritage by all means. If you're white, if you're Asian, if you're Mexican, if you're, you know, broader sense, Latino, whatever, you should be able to advocate for your cause, your history, your people, your beliefs, by all means. And I believe that we are our children of God, all of us. We're all children of God, and I don't believe in any supremacy of any kind. I do believe there are differences in races, though. Nevertheless, I don't believe that one race is superior because of a tonal of their skin, if you will. Not to mention other features. However, I do believe that we're all children of God and we all ought to be treated as such. We all ought to be kind and respectful and appreciative to one another. I do believe we should all have self-determination, not be forced in that regard. If I want to hang out with white people, then I should be able to do that. If I want to hang out with black people, I should be able to do that too. In other words, I believe in freedom and free association. I also believe in and am convinced that it's vital that we allow people to believe and say and think what they like. And I do not believe James Edwards in any way to be a white supremacist, to be a racist, etc. And so I've backed their cause for years because I believe we all should have the right to express ourselves and believe and say what we think. And I have black people and white people on our radio, nationally syndicated network, Liberty News Radio, that celebrate their histories, that talk about who they are. And we all work together for a greater cause, which is we are all children of God, and we expect equality for all and special privileges for none. With that said, I've done a lot of things with James Edwards as a personal friend. He is a personal friend, and I'm grateful for his friendship. And in the face of abuse, will not abandon that friendship for any reason. Now, I bring all that up to then launch into this situation where, you know what, James Edwards is an absolute Trump supporter. I personally am not. However, we agree that Trump has the right to say and feel and believe as he chooses as well. That doesn't make him evil or an enemy in any way. And even though I'm not going to vote for Trump and I don't think he's the best leader for the nation, I'm not going to disavow Trump either, or anybody else for that matter. Long story short, though, as you all have heard too many times to count, we did an interview with Donald Trump Jr. The mainstream press absolutely slaughtered us, falsely called us racist, etc., to the point where I forced Politico to print a retraction or get sued. They did. They printed the retraction. Others have lied completely about myself and James Edwards to the point where they manipulated poor little Donald Trump Jr. into a corner, and he failed. He backed down and disavowed us without even knowing the truth, without even knowing what was going on. Well, anyway, in that huge firestorm came the most abusive stories you could possibly imagine about who we are. Absolute, downright, misleading lies. And they got so bad, I threatened to sue several people. But they backed down and they did not print stories and they did all kind of things, proving that, you know what, I was right. They knew they were wrong. Absolutely knew it. Some reporters just flat out decided not even to print about us after talking to me, because they knew they were dishonest and what they were going to print was wrong. And it crossed the line between slander and libel kind of stuff. Nevertheless, the stories continued to just spiral into the mainstream press around the world. And one such group, the Detroit News, I think it is, these people absolutely crossed the line, and they wrote an article saying that James Edwards was one of the leaders of the Ku Klux Klan. You heard me. They literally wrote that James Edwards was one of the leaders of the Ku Klux Klan. Now, I know James Edwards quite well. I've been to his house for dinner. I know his wife. I know his children. I consider him to be a dear personal friend. And I'm telling you right now, I have no knowledge whatsoever of him being involved with the Ku Klux Klan in any way. And by the way, I've talked to his friends, people who live with him, in detail, and none of them know it either. So if James Edwards is a member of the Ku Klux Klan, and or much less the leader, as they claim, James doesn't even know it. These people are crazy. Well, anyway, they wrote such libel, slanderous abuse, in my personal opinion, to which I'm entitled. Well, they got sued by James Edwards and his attorney for their lies. And the battle is on. James Edwards and his attorney are releasing all the details on James's website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, here in just a few minutes. I think at 10 Central it'll be out, so in an hour. I got the story first because I've been so involved in this thing. We wanted to break it on Liberty Roundtable through Liberty News Radio first. We will be getting a hold of Donald Trump and his press team, because Donald's the one that basically said, hey, Donald Trump is the one that said, we need to loosen the libel slander laws. These people have no right to abuse us as such. Well, boy, do we agree with that, because you're right. I agree with the idea that the First Amendment is supreme and important, but I also agree that there are lines that you cannot cross. You don't shout fire in a crowded building, and you don't cross the line and claim something about somebody that is absolutely, blatantly false, without merit, without precedent whatsoever, and expect that claim to carry the day. There needs to be accountability for such absolute violation of the law and intentional assassination of one's character. Now, with that said, James Edwards wrote a press release about this. It's called A Call to Action, Help James Edwards Seek Justice. A Call to Action, Help James Edwards Seek Justice. It's a very well-written press release. And it's being put on James's website along with the supporting documents here in just a few minutes. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is the website. And the documents go back and forth, meaning James's lawsuit, then the response from the Detroit news people, and then James's response to their response, and a court date is imminent. What's going to happen here? What's the judge going to do? Does the judge have the guts to stop the mainstream press from lying about citizens? I will drill into the details after this first pause. But this is a critical, critical issue. I told you, And I told the mainstream press, every one of them are listening, by the way. They know it and we know it. They even transcribe what we say. So listen up and listen carefully. I told you we would sue you people if you lie. I don't care if you have a difference of opinion. You can write whatever you want if you say, you know what, I think Sam Bushman, that blind guy's a racist. Go ahead. You're lying, but you can probably get away with that. Because there is, sadly, less constitutional rights for celebrities these days. It's a tragedy that Donald Trump is pointing out. Nevertheless, if you blatantly lie with something that is patently false, by the way, like Politico did, we will flat out sue you. And James Edwards did. Details in seconds on your favorite talk station.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, maybe Donald Trump wants to jump on the lawsuit. Just wondering. All right, ladies and gentlemen, James Edwards literally sued the mainstream press in part. Yeah, James Edwards filed a lawsuit against the Detroit News Incorporated. He just wrote a press release about it. It's on his website in mere minutes. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is where you go for that, but hang out. It'll be a little bit, in about an hour, and it'll be there with all backup, supporting documents, etc. But we're breaking it here on Liberty Roundtable Live because we've been in the middle of it as James's syndicator. They've lied about me as the syndication company for James Edwards and more as well. Nevertheless, the details start now. James Edwards, a press release about his lawsuit, a call to action. Help James Edwards seek justice. Kurt has the details. Kurt?
All right. It says on April 18th, 2016, I filed a lawsuit against the Detroit News Incorporated and one of its journalists, Bankole Thompson, in which I allege that they defamed me by falsely stating as a fact that I am a leader of the Ku Klux Klan. In Mr. Thompson's article, Jewish Leaders Fear Trump Presidency, published by the defendants in their newspaper and on their website on March 17, 2016, it was stated, quote, of particular note to some in the Jewish community is the unprecedented support the Trump campaign has received among white supremacist groups like the Ku Klux Klan and its leaders like James Edwards, David Duke, and Thomas Robb, the national director of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan in Arkansas. I am not now, nor have I ever been affiliated with, much less a leader of, the Ku Klux Klan, and the defendants did not engage in any due diligence whatsoever prior to publishing their derogatory misstatement of fact about me. They did not contact me to verify its accuracy, and they clearly did not get the false information from a third party source insofar as no person or organization has ever alleged that I am part of the Ku Klux Klan. The civil action is entitled James Edwards v. the Detroit News Incorporated and is case number 16-004874-NO. At the State of Michigan's Third Judicial Circuit Court, which is located in Detroit, Michigan, I have requested a trial by jury, and I am represented by super lawyers, quote, 2016 Michigan Rising Star, end quote, attorney Kyle Bristow of Bristow Law, PLLC. The defendants are represented by the lawyers of Honigman, Miller, Schwartz, and Kahn, LLP. On May 18, 2016, the defendants filed a motion for summary judgment, which argues in part that my case should be dismissed because it is legally impossible to defame me because the Southern Poverty Law Center and Anti-Defamation League have written horribly untrue things about me and my work as an advocate for European Americans. Is it not troubling that it is being argued that a staunchly conservative, law-abiding American citizen being targeted by the SPLC and ADL renders one an outlaw for whom the law provides no protection? My attorney filed an excellent response to the defendant's motion. The hearing for the defendant's motion is scheduled to be heard later this month. I am in for a long fight to safeguard my dignity and rights, and this has come to a great cost, I think it should say at a great cost, both financial and emotional, to my family and me. There are costs inherent with litigation, such as filing fees, travel expenses, expert witness fees, subpoena fees, and office-related expenses that I must pay. Will you please consider donating to help my family and me? A check or money order made out to the Political Cesspool and mailed to the Political Cesspool radio program, P.O. Box 34336, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184, would really help me out. Donations via credit card online can be made at http://www.thepoliticalcesspool.org/donate. Most sincerely, James Edwards. P.S. In the spirit of honesty and openness, I have uploaded two pertinent court filings onto Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D, for you to read. You can use the hyperlinks to view them in a larger font. Yeah,
all right, so that's going to be on his site, right, though. I think that might be a note to me where I can read those and all that kind of stuff at the end.
Okay.
Nevertheless, the point is this. James Edwards has sued the Detroit News Incorporated Company, and he has sued them because they are dishonest in their reporting. They literally claimed he was one of the leaders of the Ku Klux Klan. Now, James Edwards has a press release that'll be up on his website here in a few minutes. Call to action, help James Edwards seek justice. It'll be at thepoliticalcesspool.org along with supporting documents. Now, I have read the response the Detroit News attorneys sent, and then I have read James's attorney's response to them. And now the next stage is the court case. When is it on, Kurt? Did it say, I think, the 24th of this month? Anyway, Kurt will look that up. Meanwhile, though, I'm going to break down kind of the important points of these documents. The Detroit News people say that the plaintiff's claims fail for three main reasons. They say, first off, given that speech is at the top of the hierarchy of First Amendment protections. So they go off and they say, because free speech is at the top, in other words, your constitutionally God-given First Amendment right, because that's at the top, they can say or do whatever they want to. And that's where I find them absolutely, now this is my opinion, I'm not an attorney, that's where I personally, as a talk show host and a commentator, find them absolutely manipulative and deceptive. Okay, I agree that speech is at the top, that it must be protected. I don't agree because speech is at the hierarchy, the top of personal protections, that you can slander and libel and flat out print or claim absolute complete falsehoods. Just because speech is so important, that doesn't mean you can cross that line, and that's what I believe they've done. Now they say the plaintiff's claims fail, and fail they do, for three independently sufficient reasons. Okay. First, they say the claims fail because the opinion piece is constitutionally protected, listen, rhetorical hyperbole. Kurt, did you know we had constitutionally protected rhetorical hyperbole?
No.
I want to get into that for a minute because I'm not an attorney, folks. I'm just, I don't know, redneck Sam out here. But I want to talk about constitutionally protected rhetorical hyperbole. First off, I don't think the term rhetorical hyperbole exists in the First Amendment. Kurt, can you scan down that dude on the break and we'll come back and chat about this. This is critical to understand. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friends.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Republican presidential nominee to be Donald Trump has been criticized for embodying what detractors call white rage. However, some of his most impassioned supporters agree with that description. Award-winning science fiction writer, commentator, and political activist Vox Day, an outspoken Trump supporter, describes the candidate as the tribal leader of white Americans, whom he encourages, quote, to be guided solely by the principle, is it good for the whites? Trump's embrace of a generic white identity, Day insists, is why it does not matter what he says or does, because Trump has aligned himself with the white American tribe. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, as a businessman, Donald Trump said during a Republican presidential debate, He donated to scores of political campaigns on both sides of the aisle. Were some of those donations payoffs to prosecutors who had dropped lawsuits against him? The Associated Press reports that Trump made substantial campaign contributions to former Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, now Texas Governor, and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi shortly after they dropped investigations into fraud allegations against Trump University, the controversial two-day sales seminar that is the subject of three ongoing class action lawsuits. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So my good buddy, Kurt's good buddy, James Edwards of the political talk show, thepoliticalcesspool.org, is sued the Detroit News because they claimed, they wrote that he was a leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Never verifying the facts, never contacting James or Sam Bushman, the syndicator of James Edwards' show, or any of that. They just rolled it out. Crosses the line, in my personal opinion, to which I'm entitled. I'm not an attorney, but I'm just telling you, to make absolute intentional claims that are false. Well, now they're defending themselves in this lawsuit in their response. And they say, first, James's claims fail because the opinion piece, see, they're trying to just pass it off as opinion now. Are they news or are they opinion? All right, opinion piece, fine. But they say it's constitutionally protected rhetorical hyperbole. I don't even know what that means in the sense that rhetorical hyperbole is not even in the Constitution or in the amendments, especially the first one. Nevertheless, let's talk about this hyperbole word for a second. Hyperbole, I don't know if you know, ladies and gentlemen, but it comes from the Greek. And it means basically to intentionally exaggerate, to deliberately overstate, to make a point. But I don't think hyperbole includes lying and flat-out intentional misstatements that are not correct that could do harm to another. But it is deliberate exaggeration used for effect. Right? That's kind of the problem with this. Now, I don't deal with court definitions. I'm just looking at this and going, wow. Now, when we talk about rhetorical hyperbole, it's even more. Now they're kind of trying to say it's an opinion piece. This was rhetorical. We're just kind of kidding. They're kind of saying James is acting like a bunny rabbit when he hops around. Okay, no. No. This literally, and in the response, James Edwards' attorney wrote back, he said, wait a minute. This is either a fact. James Edwards is a leader of the Ku Klux Klan or he is not. So, ladies and gentlemen, this constitutionally protected rhetorical hyperbole does not fly. Second, they say his claim fails because even if the opinion piece could be understood as making a factual statement about Edwards, so now they're kind of saying, well, you can't even understand their claims to be what they really are. So they want us to rely on them for news all day long. But then now they want to come back and say, even if it could be understood as making a factual statement. So now you can't even take the news people when they make a factual statement. Don't you dare take it as fact. They're admitting this right here in their response. But even if you could, they say, listen, they say that it comes from James Edwards radio program that it's true and his website. Again, they lie, in my personal opinion, right in their response. James Edwards' website does not say in any place that I've ever read that James Edwards is the leader of the Ku Klux Klan, okay? The idea is preposterous, but they make that claim. Even if you could take the news organization as telling facts, man, I thought that the news people did. Detroit News, I thought that's what you guys did. Nevertheless, even if you could, hey, it's James's website. Well, it isn't true. James's website says nothing of the sort. The third is even more interesting. Listen carefully. Finally, the claim fails because there's no genuine issue of material fact that with respect to the subject of the opinion piece, Edwards is libel proof. In other words, what are they saying here? They're saying, basically, because James Edwards is a celebrity, is a popular figure, a public figure, they know what, you can't libel someone like that. I kid you not, that's what they claim. Somehow, because James has a following, has popularity, that somehow his protections under the law flat out don't apply. Have these people lost their minds? And does that mean, and I'm just going to ask a humble question here, does that mean I can say or do anything? See, I just crossed another line, didn't I? Can I say or do anything against Mr. Thompson? Now, you would say, wait a minute, Sam, we didn't talk about do. Okay, but that's the point. They're playing with these. They're flirting with these lines intentionally so. Now, just so you know, I'm a peaceful person. I would never say or do anything to harm Mr. Thompson in any way whatsoever. And every radio program we've ever done rejects violence. But I'm just making a point that where do you draw the line? And I say that all people have the same constitutional rights. I don't care if they're popular or not. And that's the point that the Detroit news people seem to not understand. Now, they then go into a debate about context. They say, their little title here says, the importance of context. And my response at first glance would be, that's right, people. You need to think about context. They say courts focus on context in determining whether a statement is, quote, rhetorical hyperbole. Indeed, courts commonly consider several contexts in conducting this analysis. One, the social context of the statement. And you guys flat out claim the fact that has no contextual reality at all. James Edwards has never been and has never been known to, and it has never even been claimed by anybody else, ever, that James Edwards was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan, or one of the leaders. Okay? They say the specific context in which the statement was made. That's right. And they've done their very best to tie James Edwards to all kinds of unsavories, and then to tie Donald Trump to James Edwards and all kinds of unsavory people, and to organizations that literally could be considered a terrorist organization, a criminal enterprise, if you will. Now, this is all my opinion, folks, to which I'm entitled, but they say the specific context of their opinion piece, if you will. And then they say, and whether the language used and whether that language was intentionally ambiguous. No, it's not ambiguous. They made a false claim. It's clear as a bell. And now they're trying to, through what, ambiguous language, derail the discussion. They say with respect to social context, hey, then they go into Jack Kevorkian. I kid you not. Listen carefully. With respect to social context, then in these court cases, in these filings, they always have these links to former cases that make the point. It's called case law, okay? Anyway, and they point to the Jack Kevorkian case. I kid you not. So they would say the Jack Kevorkian case that others would characterize plaintiff's conduct differently than plaintiff would categorize their own conduct. In other words, they use this Jack Kevorkian case to say, see, Jack wouldn't think he's a murderer, but everybody else might. And so therefore, and they literally use this as kind of their key idea to say, we have a different view than James, but it's just a different view. That's all. It is beyond imagination that they could literally do this. They're literally using the Jack Kevorkian case as their reference to defend themselves against libel and slander. It is amazing. Now, the thing is that the Ku Klux Klan, in my opinion, is a terrorist organization associated with criminality. That's the problem with all this. Okay? That's their claim. They use all this kind of, in my opinion, vague language to say, well, James is a bad guy. James associates with bad people. James on his own website makes statements, and therefore we can twist and manipulate those statements to the umpteenth degree. And don't worry, we can do it with impunity because, hey, we have a right to free speech and we can say or do anything we want under free speech. Courts have ruled so. In summary, that's my opinion of what they've filed. And James Edwards' attorney writes back very cogently and says this. Someone who's affiliated with the Ku Klux Klan, well, you can't say that that is rhetorical hyperbole because it's objectively verifiable. Either someone is a leader or member of the Ku Klux Klan or they are not. And anyway, James's attorney writes back a very, in my opinion, an appropriate response. I'm going to get into that in a second. And then we'll finish up on this. But this lawsuit that James Edwards filed using his attorney filed against the Detroit News Incorporated is very interesting, and we're going to keep an eye on that ball. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. To get more context and details, thepoliticalcesspool.org.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor Score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about?
Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby on your radio. We're talking about this incredible lawsuit. Call to action, a new press release that'll be up on the politicalcesspool.org radio site in mere minutes. Call to action. Help James Edwards seek justice. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. And this relates to the lawsuit. On April 18th, 2016, James Edwards filed a lawsuit against the Detroit News Incorporated and one of its journalists. Why? Because they claimed, as fact, that James Edwards was one of the leaders of the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan, ladies and gentlemen, is a terrorist criminal enterprise. James has never had anything to do with the Ku Klux Klan. And by the way, neither have I, Sam Bushman. And now they're trying to basically run around and say, well, golly, James is a celebrity. So, you know, you can say anything you want about celebrities. Somehow you lose your constitutional right if you're a popular person. That's bogus. Secondly, they claim it's this hyperbole idea. It's rhetorical hyperbole. Third, they say James's website shows that he's part of the Ku Klux Klan. That's a lie. Again, they should be sued again for that, because that isn't true either. Nevertheless, the filings go back and forth. Was it the 24th of June when the court or the case is going to court showing, Kurt, or whatever you want to say, court hearing on this?
You know, I don't see that in the press release.
All right, I think it says later this month, doesn't it?
I think so.
Anyway, but this is an important discussion to have. And this is an important landmark case, in my opinion, about one of the claims they make is, look, we can abuse James Edwards. We can lie about him. We can defame his character and abuse him because, you know what? All these other newspapers have done it. All these other people, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League and all these people, they've abused James Edwards, and therefore we're just kind of jumping on the bandwagon. And that's bogus. And I personally, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know what should be done here. But it just tells me that maybe you need to bring those people into the lawsuit, you know? All I'm telling you is it's crazy. We can do it because we're just kind of using our free speech to kind of overstate, to make a point, and we didn't really mean to. And by the way, you can't take us in the news organization as giving you facts anyway, and everybody else has abused him, and that's their case. I'm telling you right now, when I read their pro by one of the top attorney firms in the country, it's just a joke. Who are these yahoos? I hope the judge sees the news defense for what it is. Nothing but an abuse. Now, they say the problem is here, the precedent is the Trump campaign has received all kinds of support from white supremacists. Now, I want to stop there for a second and say, I don't even know what a white supremacist is, folks. Is that somebody who believes that because they're white, they're supreme to everybody else or somehow better than everybody else? Superior? See, I don't believe that, for one. But it doesn't matter how many times I say that. They're going to say Sam is a white supremacist because he hangs around Ku Klux Klan leaders. And then they're going to lie about who those leaders are. I don't hang around any Ku Klux Klan leaders, folks. I don't even know any Ku Klux Klan leaders. Okay? It's just amazing. Now, what's most important is these news people that are supposed to tell you the who, what, when, where, why of stories. I mean, it's called the Detroit News Incorporated, for crying out loud. It's not the Detroit Opinion Incorporated. Anyway, they publish these derogatory misstatements about James Edwards. They claim it's fact. They never contacted James. They never did the due diligence of their homework. I don't know where they got this information, but they didn't get the false information from a third party either, says James Press's or James Edwards' press release, because nobody else has ever claimed this. See, every time they push the envelope further, the Southern Poverty Law Center uses the word supremacist. Then somebody else uses the term KKK leader. Then where do we go with this stuff? Anyway, the civil action lawsuit is going to be available with the details, and we need your help and donations at thepoliticalcesspool.org. I don't get a penny, folks. I'm just bringing this up because I think it's critical to understand. Okay? All I'm telling you is they're trying to get it dismissed. All right, they say the defendants' motion is scheduled to be heard later this month. I am in for a long fight to safeguard my dignity and rights, and this has come to great cost. Anyway, the bottom line is James Edwards sued them. I think he has every right to do so. We pray for his success in this, and I think the Donald, he's been talking about this. Now there's a landmark case before him. Let's see what Donald does. Is he going to talk about this case? Sam Bushman's going to get a hold of Hope Hicks, one of my great friends, Hope Hicks. And I'm going to talk to her about this case personally as soon as it's released. I'll be on the horn to the Donald campaign talking about this and saying, hey, Hope, we've got some hope now. We've got a lawsuit going on here. This slander and libel that your commander-in-chief, I mean your presidential hopeful, is talking about. And maybe he wants to chime in on this. You think that Donald will discuss it with us? I'm afraid he might be too chicken, people. Nevertheless, Kurt, I'm telling you that they're crossing lines to the point where they're literally putting people in harm's way. To suggest James Edwards is a Ku Klux Klan leader, in my personal opinion, puts James Edwards' life in jeopardy. I mean, you got the Black Lives Matter people and everybody else that might just go berserk. I don't know that James is even safe. That point, I don't know if it has been made. I didn't see it in any of the filings, but I look at this and I think, wow. What do you think, Kurt? You want to chime into this thing? They're crossing lines that are really, in my opinion, unacceptable and hiding behind this idea that it's somehow First Amendment rights to lie about people or deceive and manipulate the truth. Now, that's my opinion, but that seems to me that's what's going on here. And when they get caught about it, they have no real quality defense for themselves, as far as I can see.
Well, it seems once again that the... You know, I remember a phrase from old Paul Harvey years ago. Whenever he'd report, he'd say, the sewers include, and he's talking about people suing people, and he would say, you know, go on and say the different lawsuits or whatever. And yet, it's sort of that phrase sort of makes you think that, hey, if you sue somebody, then you're kind of part of this lower level of just... dregs of society and that kind of thing. But as far as I can see, to get justice and to try to clear one's name, there's no other recourse that I can see, for example, in this case for James. And I don't know that, you know, that even let's say that he does win, I still think that there's maybe what you'd say irreparable damage that has been done that is almost impossible to fix. When you accuse somebody of certain things and when the media that has so much power uses their big voice or stick or whatever you might want to call it to say certain things, and then what happens is other people grab onto the same thing and they just amplify it. It just keeps moving on. One false statement can just you know, just blow up.
You're right. It's kind of like what Politico did, Kurt. They basically had misstatements about me all in relation to me interviewing Donald Trump Jr. and happening to have James Edwards on with us, which made sense if you understand the historical reality of what occurred. Nevertheless, though, they started making misstatements about me. See, I'm James's syndicator. Liberty News Radio, the company that I own, syndicates James' show. And as a result, then, they start attacking me, and pretty soon, they'll start suggesting that I'm somehow a KKK leader or something like that. I mean, they're just going way, way out of bounds, off the mark. And the point is, it's got to be stopped. We've got to send a message to these news organizations that these lies are not acceptable. I don't care if you call it some manipulated term like, this is rhetorical hyperbole in the highest sense defended by the Constitution. Okay, that's just a bunch of hogwash. The fact is, you don't have the right to lie about people. What if I start publishing media people's phone numbers? Donald Trump did that. Or high-level people's phone, popular people's phone numbers. See, where does this stuff stop and where do you start to put people in harm's way? And where does it leave the realm of political disagreements? When is it opinion versus when do you cross that line and go into damaging one's character and unfairly slaughtering someone because of their associations? Okay, just because I associate with James Edwards and just because he associates with Pat Buchanan and just because... See, where does all that go? It's kind of interesting. I called this one lady in the mainstream press a friend, and she said, I'm not your friend. And I said, wow, I love you too. What I really said was, well, you know what? I consider you a friend, whether you consider me a friend or not, because I'm kind of a friendly guy. And, I'm not saying we're best friends like we're going to go out to lunch, but I am saying, you know what? I consider you a friend unless you prove otherwise. And I think that's the way we need to look at it. But where are the lines here? And what should the mainstream press be allowed to say and do about each of us? And should there be accountability for crossing the line? I unequivocally believe the answer is yes. When they have crossed the line, we must have, I repeat, we must have accountability. Call to action. Help James Edwards seek justice. Details will be put up in mere minutes. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. You can read all the details, and hopefully you can find in your heart to put a little bucks in to help us win this lawsuit against the Detroit News Incorporated people for their abuses. Just my opinion, this nation shall endure.